ויענדף נון היימד אלף. This is an extension of a memre of Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rabbeivi, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tnai Ksube Kirsube Domi. And Rabbi Yanai mentions that this is Negeya many halachas, that Tnai Ksube has a halacha like a Ksube Lishvach. So now let's go to Dafnun Hei. Legabe hilchis shvach, so also tnai ksube kiksube. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Leshvach, sha'omru bebchayris, ein abcher noitel pishnayim beshvach, she'shibchu anachosem la'acha mises aviyem. Like this, the halacha is that a bechayr, when his father dies, he takes a double chalik. But this double chalik, he only takes bedvorim shahoyu murzokim la'oviv b'chayeyoviv. That means that what the father had possessed, b'poyil, before he died, these nechosim, a bocher gets pishnaim. He gets a double chalik. But dvorim haruyim lovoi, that means things that were bishas mises oviv, were not on this world. They came about later. So, for example, let's say a father left over a karke, left over a tree, and the tree got thicker after mises ha'ov. Or other shvaches that occurred to the karka that he left over. So a becher does not take pishnayim in the yisrain, of the shvach, because the father was not murzik in the shvach, he wasn't murzik b'shas misose. But this is not negeos, this is only the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein a becher noito pishnayim b'shvach, sheshibcho anachosim lachemises aviyem, V'loi ha'isha b'ksuboso. Now, the Mishnah says that when an isha, let us say, a husband left over a karka, and the karka was worth, let's say, a money, meyazuz, and ha'ksub is mosayim. Now, when, after her husband died, that karka became mushbach, it is now worth mosayim zuz. So an isha cannot be goive from this kark, even though now it is worth mosayim zuz. But since this shvach did not belong to her husband, it was nishtabach la'acha mises bailo, so she cannot be goive from this shvach haksube. So now Rabbi Yanai had said, V'toisves nami loigovye mishvach sheshibchu nechosim lacha mises bailo. So Rabbi Yanai said, Toisves ksube kiksube. So if she wants the mona toisves, so she can only mon from the nechosim he had left over bepoil. But that, the shvach, that these nechosim became nishtabach afterwards, she cannot mon from the shvach. Now let us see Taisvis. Ulishvach. So Taisvis ikiksube. Shiloi tigve hashvach. That she cannot be goive from the shvach. Avol iloi havitnai ksube kiksube. So, but let's appreciate now what Rabbi Yanai is telling us. If tnai ksube would not have the din of a ksube, then she would be goive toisves from the shvach. K'moi bal choiv, just like a bal choiv, the govi, afilu mishvach shehishbichu yisaimim. Now, toisves is saying a statement, which is a machlokes harishonim. Toisves is saying that a bal choiv is goive from shvach shehishbichu yisoimim. That means as follows. There's shvoche de memele, and there's shvach al yedei pu'ule. That means as follows. Before we mentioned the shvach, a shvach de memela. Let's say the father left over a tree, dikla v'olim. The tree became thicker. So this is a shvach that's an automatic occurrence that the more a tree grows, the thicker it gets. That's one type of a shvach. Now there's a shvach shehishbichu, that the owner of the karka now invested money to be mashbiach the karka. They invested money, they plowed the field, they fertilized the field. They invested a lot of money. And now let us say, if we're talking about, let us talk about a chayv. So let's say the father owed $500. He left over a karka that is worth $300. And the Yisoymim were mashbiach this karka. They invested $150 in this karka, and now it's worth $500. So Tosfos is saying that the Baal Chayv can go to the Yisoymim, and he takes this karka, which is worth $500. He doesn't pay them a penny. And he keeps it. Your father owes me $500. So, Memela, I'm taking this karka, which is worth $500. Now, even though this is a Meiridike Chiddush, even though the Yisaimim invested their own money in the karka, the father never possessed a karka that was worth $500. Afalpikain, a Baal Chayv can take this. Now, so in this halacha that Tosfos said, Tosfos had a few problems how this could be true. Va'af al gav de'ein lahem al milachze. So Tosfos says that if you'll be goyve from the Yisaimim, and so what's going to be, going to take away a $500 karka from them, the Baal Chayv will take it, and he's goyve, he doesn't pay them anything. So it comes out that they're losing $200. $150 for sure they're losing, but then the other 50 is also because it was Aroy Ashbach. I mean, these $200 belong to them. Vahavi kimikabul matone damrine beperikame de bob metzie de loigovi balchoiv shvach mine mishum de ein loyal milarze. Now, Tosfos is saying a mouthful over here. I'd like to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that a Baal Chayv is goyve shvach. That means the Gemara is speaking about Reuven had a karka that was worth $300. He owed $500. He had this karka that is worth $300. He sold it to Shimon. Shimon went and invested another $150. Now it's worth $500. So the Gemara says, Baal Chayv goyves ha-shvach, the Baal Chayv goes to Shimon, and he takes the karka. And the Gemara there says, Teida, I'll bring you a raya that he can do such a thing. Because if we look in the Shtar Mecher that Reuven wrote Shimon and Reuven sold the karka, so it says in the Shtar Mecher that Reuven is mekabel achrayis. If this karka will be taken away by the Baal Chayv, so he's going to pay for the value of the karka and for the shvach. That the lekech is losing, he's gonna pay for it. That's what it says in the Shtar Mecha. And Tosfos in Bava Metzia is mevaya, not it's a raya from the nusach of the Shtar Mecha. No, it's a reason. That means, since the lekech, the karka didn't take away side by side from him. I mean, the karka is meshubit. He had no business to purchase the karka. Now, so since they're going to take away the karka, so they said, let the Baal Chayv take away the shvach also. Don't have a din teirah now with the Baal Chayv. Let the Baal Chayv get paid, and you lekech won't be losing anything because your meicher was mekabel achrayis that whatever will be taken away from you, the keren and the shvach, he's going to repay you. So memela, so that is the reason why the Baal Chayv can be goyve the shvach, and because the Meichel will repay the Lekeach. So the Gemara says, so if that is the reason, so let's clarify the Matone. But if Reuven, the same story, Reuven is a loive, and he gave Shimon a karke that is worth 300 tals for a matone. Now his Baal Chayv, and Shimon was mashbich, the karke. Now his Baal Chayv goes and takes away the karke. So the Gemara says by a matone, the Mekabel Matona says to the Baal Chayv, listen here, before you take away this $500 karke, we have to handle about the shvach. I invested money here. You're going to take away the karke? You'll pay me first, and then you can take away the karke. So the Gemara says, lahaloche, by a Mekabel Matona, a Baal Chayv cannot be goyve shvach. So now Tosfos says, according to these guidelines, let's talk about a similar story by Yesaimim. A father left over a karke that was worth $300. He owes $500. He died. He left over this karke. And the Yesaimim are mashbiach this karke. Now, if we will say that the Baal Chayv can be goyve the shvach, so the Yesaimim are going to lose $200. So, l'chayre al mishkel rishon, we should say that Yesaimim are like a mekabel matone, that the Baal Chayv cannot be mekabel, cannot be goyve the shvach. That's what we should say. Now, we have a raya fakert. The Gemara says that nai ksube ke ksube, and that is why she is not goyve the shvach from the Yesaimim. So it would seem, because I'm a special aloch, and that's mikule ksubish on the kam. But it would seem if tnai ksube lav kiksube, if tnai ksube would be a choy balme, she could be goyve the shvach. Aye, goyve the shvach from the Yesaimim. What's going to happen with the Yesaimim? And Taisus assumes it's speaking about a filu shvach shehish bichu Yesaimim, not a shvach de mamela. Shvach shehish bichu Yesaimim. So lechayre. So let us see again the words in Taisus. Va'avogav de'ein lahem al milazir. They have no one. If you'll take away the shvach, they're going to lose $200. Va'avikim mikabel maton. The mrinim per kame de bo metziye amikabel maton. The loygavi baal chayv shvach minei. A baal chayv cannot be goyve from a mikabel maton shvach. Mishum de'ein lahem milazir. He's gonna take the shvach and finish in the. And the Mekabel Matana is stuck with a $200 loss. Mikalma came, Tosfos says, that what we would l'chayre should say, Abo min hayershim govi. That's the raya from over here. Dafket naik subina. The loidami le Mekabel Matana. Shaleyem mutal yoysa lifroya chayv avir. Now, these words of Tosfos are very unclear and very vague. What does Tosfos mean to say? Aleyem, I'm a kabo matone, look. But him, aleyem, muta, yoisa, lifroya, chayvavia. So, I'd like to try to be mevaya Tosfos with two agdomis. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, says as follows. Says the same thing, that you mourn from Yesaimim, even though there's no one that will pay them up. Tosfos also says Yesaimim are different. So on that Tosfos, the Oitze Meforshe Talmud, the Oitze Meforshe Talmud brings down as follows. He brings that Tosfos holds like the Rashbe that the Ran brings down in Perik HaNoisei, I didn't find this Rashbe, but Al Kaponim will assume that this is what the Rashbe says. Shataisves Saivrim Keha Rashbe, Shemitzvah Ala Yisaimim Lifroya Achoiva Saviyim, Afilu Bimomen Shilayoshu Meyaviyim. There's a mitzvah in Yisaimim to pay up their father's chayvis, afilu with money they did not yarshin from their father. Lochein goive mehem ashvach, therefore you goive the shvach. Ve'einoi noisen ahitzo, and he doesn't have to pay them all the money they invested. They invested $150 in this karke. Lefishe mitzvah aleihem lefroya mishalohem. Because it's a mitzvah that they should pay up the father's chayvis. Fine. Now, so lechayre, it's not too bad. No, it's a mitzvah, the lefroya chayvis aviyem. But I have two problems in this. Number one, bal chayv goyves ashvach, and I don't know if on this mitzvah you force. That means you force the yisem. It's a mitzvah. It's a very choshev mitzvah. The father owed money. The father died. There's a mitzvah yisem lefroya chayvesim. But I don't know if this is a mitzvah that you koyfe. If they don't want to do the mitzvah, I don't know if you force them to do the mitzvah. Number one. Number two, I mean, bal chayv goyves ashvach, it seems to say, there's a halacha that a bal chayv is goyves shvach from yisemim. I mean, what does it have to shvach? It's a bal chayv comes to yisemim, says, you know, your father owes me money, take out your wallet and give me money. It seems there's a halacha here, bal chayv goyves ashvach. So what is this then? Balchayv goyve es ha-shvach. It seems here he has a right to take the shvach. And there's a meiridike problem, which, like this, ignorance is bliss, but the yosef das, yosef machayv. The Gemara says in Baba Basra as follows. This halacha that a balchayv is goyve es ha-shvach, let's talk about lekuchas for 1 minute. This halacha that a bal chayv is goyves ashvach. So the Gemara says, the only way we can understand this halacha is because the ikni is meshubed. If the ikni is meshubed, then bal chayv goyves ashvach. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying as follows. There is a whole sugya, is the ikni meshubed. What is the ikni? That I went, let's say, Reuven borrowed $100. And Bishas Halvo, he had a karka. He didn't have a karka. Let's go back. He didn't have a karka, fine. He borrowed $100. Later, a year later, he purchased a karka that is worth $100, and he sold that karka. Now the shaila is, can his malve be goive from that karka which Reuven did not possess Bishas Halvo. This is a karke which he purchased later, he acquired later, is the ikni mishubit, the ikni kone mishubit. And the shaila is because this is like a dover shalai boloilam. I mean, the nechosim I have now become mishubit. Mishabit them, this is a karke I didn't possess. If this becomes mishubit, so we say this, alum this. Even they know the matzah davar shalbayim or the mishabed davar shalbayim, fine. But it's a sugya. The ikni kona mishabed. So the Gemara says that. Now let's talk about lekuches, and then we'll understand the problem, how it's much greater by Yisayim. But the Gemara says by lekuches, that what a bal choyv can be goyve from a lekeach shvach is because the ikni is mishabed. The ikni is meshubit means that, so let's talk about what's the case of the lekeach. What right does the malve have to be given the shvach? So the Gemara says, because the ikni is meshubit. So it would seem that the shvach that the lekeach made, that became meshubit to the malve. That's why the malve can be given the shvach. That's how the Malvis are right to be goyve the Shvach. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, the Shvach that the Lekeach made is Meshubid to the Malve? That's called the Ikni. The Ikni means if the Loive purchased a Kalka later, or let's say the Loive would be Mashbiach his own Kalka later, so Beklera Shaila, did this become Meshubid since Bishas Alvo I didn't possess this? So that is the Shaila of the Ikni. He acquired Nundachosim later, and so does it become Meshubit? Doesn't it become Meshubit? Fine. That's the sugya of the Ikni. But if he sold a karka that is worth $300, and the chayv is $500, and the Lekeach went and was mashbich the karka with his own money, the Lekeach went and invested $150, now it's worth $500, so the Gemara says that the Malva can be gaiva from the Lekeach, because the Ikni is Meshubit. Where's the Ikni over here? The Ikni means if the Loive will acquire calculator, it can become Meshubit. The Loive never acquired calculator. So this is a Shrek. This is a Meredike Kash. So in Shiuri Rab Shmuel and Baba Metzia, he brings down and the Muki Yosef and Baba Basra. The kach tiknu chachomim. This is a takonis chachomim. The kivin the moicher mikabel olav hashvach. Since the moicher was mikabel on himself that he's going to pay for the shvach, the moicher told the lekech, listen, when if my balchoyf comes and takes away from you the kalke and the shvach, I'll pay for you. I'm guaranteeing you. So he takes away $500 for you. I'll give you $500. The kiven de moiche mekabel olav hashvach ki didehu. So we consider this is a takonis chachamim. That's why we have to say with a lot of chafadimians ki didehu. So we consider that the shvach when it comes into the world is keilu. It belonged to the loive. Kididayu. Vamrinin sheshvach ze shehu birshus lekeach, zoche boi moiche. Like keilu. The moiche was zoichen de shvach. Vuskate on the lekech. He's gonna pay for it. The moiche is gonna pay. And we want that the chayv should be paid up, that the malva should be able to get his money without a headache. So memele vamrinin sheshvach ze shehu birshus lekeach. Zocha boy moicher, so the moicher was zoich in the shvach, so in the shvach, now the karke became worth $200 more, so we say, these $200, the moicher was zoich in it, chilukona moicher, v'chazer mochay lelekeach, and this is also in the mechire, that means, because I sold you my karke, I sold you my shvach, Bishapim mishtabid lemalve in the ikni mishtabid. So that is why there's a keilu and a takonis chachamim, but the mechanics of the takonis chachamim works like this, that when the shvach comes ba'olam, when the shvach comes ba'olam, so we consider keilu the Moichel was kinda the Shvach, the Loive, who is the Moichel, was kinda the Shvach, he sold it back to the Lekech, and it became Meshubit, therefore, to the Malve, and therefore the Malve can be Goive from the Lekech. Now, that is by a Lekech. Now let's go to our Toisvis by Yesoimim. Now, Toisvis says by Yesoimim, you could also be Goive the Shvach. Now we have to understand there are two problems over here. Taisus is only Isaac in one problem. How can you take away from the Yisayim Nebuch? You can take away $200 from the Nebuch. Taisus says, so Taisus seems to take care of that problem. They're more obligated to pay. You don't have to have so much chachmonis on the Yisayim. So Taisus took care of the Rachmonis on the Yisayim. But there's another problem over here. Forget about Rachmonis. What right? The father's dead. The father was never zoiche in the Shvach. So how can the Baal Choyv be goyve the Shvach? Where the Gemara says a Gviya Shvach only works with Tikni. Now, when this Shvach came Ba'olam, when the Yisoymim were Mashbiach, this Karka, there's no father anymore. The father was dead. They yashin the Karka from their father. So this Shvach never belonged to their father. So if it never belonged to their father, there's no Tikni. So there's no shibut. How does the Baal Choyv go? What right does he have to take the shvach? This is a problem, a big problem. So Rav Shmuel wants to say, al kochach tzorech loimer, that the Muki Yosef says it's a keilu. By lekuchis, it's also a keilu. It's a takonas chachamim. The koze mitakonis chachomimu that we say ki'ilu zocha boyamoich. It's not, and that's the mechanics of Gviya Shvach. Ivim keinev shekvar lohovim gam shittes hatoisves. Vechoshvinin ki'ilu zocha boyaviyam ames. Vechozverishilem. The kibin mitakonis chachomim u'shaich loy mekeim gan baviyam ames. If it's a takonis chachomim and it's a keilu, so we say, just like when the leikeyach makes a shvach, we say keilu zocha boyamoicha, and this was sold, this is a chelik of the mechire, he's doichin it and it's sold. So we say, when the yisoymen make the shvach, so it's ki'ilu, the mace was zoiche in the shvach, and he's meirish the shvach to them. So it's di'ikni koneh mishtabit, and it's mishubit. That's how it works. No, Taisus had a problem, but how can you do this to the yisoymem? Taisus says, nishkefelech, da'aleyem muto, da'aleyem, that's what the Taisus in Bob Metzis says, b'rokara davuhen. And here Taisva says, Shalayim mutul yaisa lefraya chayv aviyim. So it could be, this is Shiyure Rab Shmuel and Bab Metzia and Daf Tezvova Medalev. He explains, Bedina de Baal Choyv Geves HaShvach. But it could be, so that we mentioned before, Daitzim Mephoshi HaTalmud says that, he says Pshat with Arashbe, that Yisoymim, there's a mitzvah on Yisoymim to pay up the father's chayvis. So it could be it's one big kugel. That means that is Tamazay Emes. It's a mitzvah on Yisoymim Tamazay to take out $500 from their wallet to pay the father's chayvis. But out that mitzvah could be there's no din kviya. You can't force them. It's a mitzvah. But since al koponim, it's a mitzvah ready. So if they'll be losing money, we don't have to shed tears on this because they're getting a mitzvah. So we made a tekon already with a keilu. Keilu, the father was zeichin the shvach. Keilu, the father was meirishtem the shvach. And the Baal Choyv goes straight and mourns from them. But Taisvis is saying a mouthful. We have to understand this. He brings down the Ramban is chaylik on Taisvus. Rashi and Taisvus is saying a mouthful that a filo shvach sheishbichu yisaimim the Baal Choyv can be goyve. And Taisvus was only worried it seems about the hefsid. Taisvus says don't worry about it. Okay, now let us go a little further. Bechaymashme bepeirik yesh pchir that what I'm telling you is true that you can mourn from yisaimim. You come on from Yisayimim Shvach, this nan. This is as follows. Ein abacher noitel pishnayim in ha-shvach. V'loi ha-isha b'ksuboso. Now, let me just tell you what Taisvus was bothering over here. Our Gemara is b'chlal no raya to what Taisvus had said. Let me explain, because our Gemara is talking about ksube. Ksube and isha can mon from lekuchis. Subanisha Kamon from Lakuchis. So Mamela in so could be we're speaking about the Shvach She Shibchu Alakuchis, and the Shvach She Shibchu Alakuchis could be there's no problem, there's a chayis on that Shvach. Argimore is not such a big problem. Taisa said it with a bright kite. The same halacha applies by Yisaimim also. This you can't prove from our Gemara. So Taisa wants to prove it from the Gemara in Bchayres. The Stan Ein Abchay Neitol Pishnayim in Ashvach. V'loi Ha'isha B'Ksubosa. V'loi Ha'bonois B'Mizoinoi Seyem. So their bonois in the din, in the Schus Mizoinois, they also can't be goy v'shvach. Ha'isha B'Ksubosa, bonois Mizoinoi Seyem. Uporich b'gmore v'omar shmur bal choiv goives ha-shvach. So why can't an isha be goive the ksube from the shvach? Why can't a bonus? U'mishani mikule ksube shanukam. These are from the kules of ksube that mikule ksube shanukam. Now v'hosom. Now let's learn that gemore elach. B'shvach she'shbichu yisoy mimayri. That gemore, if we're talking about mezoines ha-bonus, Bonis are not given in the chosim mishabodim. Mizaynis habonis is only from yisaimim, because the chosim mishabodim being shemtikan oilam, they made a takon, you can't be given mizaynis from lakuchis. Is vahosim bishvach shishbichu yisaimim mairi, v'loi shvach shal lakuchis. Mov midakton v'loi habonis mizaynis sayim. V'im lakuchis, if they be given from lakuchis, mairi yishvach hakar kanami legove. They mitzin lamozin habonis min the chosim mishabodim. So memeile. So if that Gemara says Ashtik Teure, that the only reason Abbas cannot be goyve mishvach is mikulek subishanukam, we are speaking about shvach from a yosim, not a shvach from lekuches. And the Gemara says black on white, that the only reason is because mikulek subishanukam, if she'd be a balchoy, she'd mom from yosimim. And Taisvis assumes it is speaking about Shvach sheishbichu yisoimim, not shvach de memele. Maybe that Gemara is speaking about a shvach that happened by itself. Taisa didn't want to say that for some reason. And Taisa says it's speaking about shvach sheishbichu yisoimim. Vafal pikein, it says over there, mikulei ksube, they don't mon from the yisoimim, ababalchoiv would mon. Period. That is shitas ha-Taisvus. And that we don't know where Taisvah saw it speaking about Sheish Bichu Yisayimim. It's not talking about Shvoche de Memele. That's from other Rishayim learn. It's speaking about Shvoche de Memele. But Taisvah did not learn like that for some reason. Yeah. So now Taisvah got into very hot water. Behold the Omer Bamikabel. So Taisvah says, I have a very big problem. The Gemara Mekabel says, Yisoymim oimrim onu hishbachnu. There's a shayla, there's a karka that's mushbach. A karka that is worth, the etzem karka is worth $300. After the shvach, it's worth $500. The Yisoymim said, we were mashbiach the karka. Ubalchoiv oimer avichem hashbiach. You know, your father made the shvach. Almi lohovi raya. So who has to bring the raya? The Yisoymim have to bring the raya. Does the Balchoiv have to bring the raya? So Tachtaisvus, so that Gemara is enough in the steer to whatever I said. Mashme di Yisoymim ishbichu, lo yoyenoitu Balchoiv shvach. So it's bitter. So Taisvus says, Hosa Mairi, there is speaking about, kegoin sha'aso avion loy oisei karke apoitiki, Ba'omar, and the father said, Im loy efracho, adzman ployni, if I won't pay you, adzman ployni, ye karke ze koni loch ma'achshav. So then this karke should be yours from now. Tohosom vaday ashvach she yisoymim, tabi ki yoyred lesoich soda chavere shalai bershus, the shomin loy v'yodai ala tachtoina. So let us explain what Taisus says. So Taisus says that Gemara is talking about a different story completely. Taisus makes an akimta on that Gemara. That Gemara is speaking about as follows. The father, the loyve, went over to the malve, and he told the malve, listen, I'm buying from you now $100. Fine. Let's say $500 will be consistent with the numbers. I'm buying you $500. Give me a week to pay you back. If I pay you back in a week, fine. So I borrowed and I'm paying you back in a week. if I don't pay you back in a week, so the 500,000 give me now, so this karke, which I have now, belongs to you, me achshav. So it's your karke. You gave me 500,000, this is the karke, this is your karke. So it comes out, that's what he said over here, he said, v'omim le'efchaz ma pleini ye karke ze koni loch me achshav. So this is your karke now. So that means, then there never was a halvor, there never was, I never owed you money. This, you accept this karke, I'm giving you now this karke for, if I don't pay you up, this karke is yours for 500, for the money, and I don't owe you a penny and finished. The kain hoya, and Lamai said the father didn't pay up. So the karke belonged to the malve. And maybe let's not call him malve, call him lekech, whatever it is. Al kaponim, there's a din that lemafreyu goive, when he takes the karke, it was his from the minute he lent the money. Right? So, this karke, I have news for you. The father was never meirish this karke to the yisayimim. It belongs to the lekech, to the malve. He never was meirish this karke. And the Yisayimim took over this karke, very nice, they took the Malva's karke, the Lekeh's karke, they invested money in the Lekeh's karke, so we have a whole Shulchan Aruch. If someone comes into Yenim's field, without being called, without being asked, and he is Mashbich the karke, Ayoyred L'Seich Sodach Aveir Shaloi B'Shus, so this then what you do. If I can tell him, Verti gebeten for dein toivis, if you have to pay him, you're the altachtoine. This halachis. So forget, that's the case over there. But the malvis tining, Rabboisai, your father made the shvach. This shvach belongs to, I mean, this shvach your father made. So, this shvach already, this isn't the purchase. So Memela, so this belongs to me. And that Tariga Mechtiketog. We made the Shvach. If we made the Shvach, so it's your karka, the Shvach belongs to you. But we want you owe us some money. We invested money, we services, we did something. So Memela, that's Shatnyana Gemara. So it's no that Gemara is speaking about an apoitiki, that is kaina meyachshov. So Memela, that has nothing to do with your moirish to Yisayimim, and it's mutl on the Yisayimim to pay chay v'savi. This is a different gemara in Gansen. This is the malvis karke, yus kaina meyachshov, and they yod him in the karke of the malva. There's only one problem, that the gemara doesn't say this. I mean, this is it would be very nice for the gemara to say, it's only speaking about a certain case, and a kimta, it would be nice for the gemara to say this. I'll prove to you that that's pshat in the Gemara. The Kamar Hosam, we mentioned before, the Gemara is a shayla. There's a sichsach between the Malve and the Yisayimim. Who made the Shvach? The Malve says that your father made the Shvach. They said, we made the Shvach. So the Gemara says, Dala Yisayimim lo viraya. The Yisayimim have to prove that they made the Shvach. My time the arek, even the legevayne kaima, since it's oimed ligvois, kiman de gov yedomi, so it's just like he was already goive the karke, so he's already a murzik in the karke and in the shvach, so they have to prove that they made the shvach. If it's speaking about that it wasn't a poitike, he's the muzik in the karke. Please, I beg your pardon. It's not the malvis karke, it's the yisayimim's karke. To pay him off money is also good. And the Gemara says, that the Balchayv is the Murzik. So you see, Klor, it's speaking about an apoitiki. Let us learn the next word in the Gemara. Lishvue. Rabbi Yanai had said that ksube ki ksube lishvue. What does this mean? Zot Rashi, lishvue. Lechol mili, all cases, the shaykh lishava la ksube. whenever there's a chiyev shvua and the ksube, kigoin, hanifras sheloi befonov. The din is, if a, let's say a grusha wants to be goive from her husband, the karka ksube, and he's not around, he went out of town. So the din is that she has to swear that he didn't pay her up or something else. Case number one. Case number two, ve'ed echod me'ido shehi perua. The husband is here. He times he paid up the ksuba, and he has an eid echod that says that he paid up the ksuba. And she says that she never got paid. She also needs a shvua. Shvua sanoitlim. Va'nifras menachosim ishabodim emnichsei yisoymim. Or another two cases that she wants to be goive haksube minachosim mishubodim. That means they sold it to lekuches, so she has to first swear to the lekuches she never got paid. Or minichsei yisaimim. This number perika case of all these cases, the bo shvua. If she wants to be goive, she has to swear. So now Rabbi Yannai said, "Av Tosfos nami boi shvua." So Tosfos also needs a shvua. V'af al gav de poigemes pahai klole isay. So now Tosfos Rashi has a kasha. We had one of the inyonim that Rabbi Yannai had said, "Nai ksube ki ksube," is by poigemes. So Rashi had said pshat. What's the Tosfos poigemes? Just like Pagemes Ksuboso. If she's mourning from her husband, and she says, you know, you paid me up 50 zuz from the Mosaim zuz. You don't owe me Mosaim zuz. She's Pagim Hatviye, but you owe me 150 zuz. So the din is Leisifcha Ela Bishvue. So the din is Impogva Toisviz. So then it is also Lesifra Elo Bishvua. So now Rashi has a kasha. Rashi has, so why did Rabbi Yanni have to say, the aloche, the paigemes by atnai ksuba, she has to swear. We just said Lishvua, and all Hilche Shvua, the din is tnai ksuba ki ksuba. So why did he make a special bove in paigemes? That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, ah, forgot the pegemis, bahai klola isa. You would say, lishvuis, I'll know pegemis also. Itzach leminketei behedye lashminan, the pegimas toisvis mahanye lahashbia ki pegimas ksube. That means, lishvuis is only telling us whenever there is a chiyuv shvue, so memele, like there's an eidechot that's made kenegdo. So what's mechayiv the shvua? The eidechot. So memela, so just like an eidechot is mechayiv an ksuba, an eidechot is mechayiv an taisvis ksuba. Or shalei befonav is mechayiv, lekuches is mechayiv, yoseimim is mechayiv. So that means the same mechayiv that could be mechayiv a shvua by a ksuba is mechayiv a shvua by a taisvis ksuba. By pegemes, their pshat is that the pegemes of the toisvis makes a chiyiv shvua. That means there's no sibes achiv without telling me tonight ksube kiksube. That means in all the three cases what Rashi mentioned over here, you have a sibes achiv. There's an eidechot. An eidechot says the pora. So mamele, so if I have a sibes achiv, so then Rabbi Yanni says, so tonight ksube kiksube. Just like if you have a sibes achiv by ksube, you swear, you have a achiv shvua by tonight ksube, you also swear. But by Gemes, I don't have Bechlal a Chiyuv Shvue. Who says that by Gemes the Toisvus is Mechayiv a Shvue? I don't have a Sibis a Chiyuv. So there he's telling me that a by Gemes a Toisvus is a Mechayiv. And then we know the Klal from over here, that if there is a Chiyuv Shvue, so then we know that Nai Ksuba Ki Ksuba, whenever there's a Chiyuv Shvue, you have to swear. Let us see Toisvus. Vilishvue, perisha kuntis, linyin eidechot meida shei perua, vinifra shaloi befono. Vloi osi shaper. So that's how Rashi says over here. Forget about the kasha of pegemes. Taisis has a different problem. Leman di Omar de Mashve Shar Shtoris Leman de Mashve Shar Shtoris Leksube. So Toise is a Mordeke Kasha. There's a man di Omar that says that all these halachas, Eid Echod Meid Pora, Shaloi Befonov, from Lekuches, this is not a halacha by Ksubis. All Shtoris are things like this. So if I owe someone $100 and he wants the money from me, Shaloi Befonov, he has to swear. So now Taisu says, according to that man the Yoma, so why do you need a new dint nai ksube kiksube? You mean just like by a ksube, if there's a neid echod, you have to swear. So by tnai ksube, since tnai ksube kiksube, you also have to swear. In fact, if Taisu is not taxable, not be kiksube, if I lend someone $100, you also have to swear. According to the man the Yoma that holds that shal shtoris, also you have to swear. It's not a dinning ksube. So the male said, why do you need this special ocha tnai ksube ki ksube? Now fellow wouldn't be like ksube. It's tamazay achoiv. Any choiv that it is, if there's an idechot, you have to swear. Liyosi shapalaman de mashu shtar shtaris le ksube. Benira le rida ochi perushoi. Ule shvue, no, he's telling us another thing in Gansen. Sheim nishbo ala ksube, if she swore on the ksube, Nishbonami ala toisves, so that shvue included the toisves. Dechshabodigves toisves ain't sichalachsav lishov. It's speaking about something else. And Eidechot says the ksuba was paid. So she went and she said, I never got paid the ksuba. Fine. No, she swore. She's going with the ksuba. Fine. Now she comes to the toisves. So the Baal says, no swear on the Taisvis. He says, no. Rabbi Yannai said, nai ksube ki ksube. So when I said I didn't get paid the ksube, that included all the tenoyim of the ksube. I said, that's called ksube. And I swore I didn't get paid the ksube. So therefore she mourns the Taisvis without a shvuah. Let's see the next word. The leshviyis. By shviyis also, nai ksube ki ksube. Let's see what Rashi says. The shviyis she'ein shviyis mishametes ksube kishar shtoris. Shviyis is not mishamet the chayv of ksube. Just like shviyis is mishamet, the din is if someone owes me money and it comes, and then let's say this man peroin came, and then it came shviyis. So the aloche is that the shviyis is mishamet the chayv. Aber ein Schwies mischemet ist ksube, kishar storis. Elim kein pogma, bezokvo, kedamrinim beseches gitten. Unless she paid a little bit of the ksube, she got paid a little bit of the ksube, and the rest she was oikev all the mil, but then there's a din of a choiv, the Schwies is mischamet, but Taisvis nami, loy mischamet, and Taisvis is also not mischamet. Let us see Taisvis. Will the Schwies? Tame. Taisus had merdic problems. The besoif mesecher shviyis pligi is a machloikis tanoim bakofas chanus if a person sold schoire on credit. U bischar socher or a person hired a worker and he didn't pay him yet. The ike leman de yoma the ain meshamtin. There's one man de yoma that said there's no din shmite. The whole halacha of Shemitah only applies by Chayvis. You borrowed money, and there comes Shemitah, Shemitah's Meshamet. You owe money for any other reason besides Halvo, there's no such din that Shviyas is Meshamet. That's what the Tanna Kama holds. Rabbi Yosi Porik v'omar kol malacha shepoisekes b'Shviyas Meshametes. Rabbi Yosi holds if the malacha, I had a worker and the work stopped in Shviyas, now I have to pay him. So there's also a din that Shviyas is Meshamet. Now, so we have a machlokes tanoim, is the halacha of Ashmotes Chayvis B'Shviyas, is it dafka by Ashmotes Halvois? That's what the Tanna Kama holds. Or is it by Ashmotes Kol Chayvis? Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, that by all Chayvis is a din of Shemitah, Now we have here seems a special halacha by ksube. There's no din shmita. It's a different type of a choiv that there's no din shmita by ksube. So for kelt, Rabbi Yannai said, "Nai ksube ki ksube." That ksube is a choiv, but that choiv also there's no din shmita. Fine. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's very good. But according to the Tanakame, the Zachas Apella, the whole Din Shmita is only by Halvo. Any other Chayiv, there's no Din Shmita. So why is he telling me? Ksube, there's no Din Shmita. Tanai Ksube, Kichsube. Shame Shemayim. I mean, if it's not a Chayiv, automatically there's no Din Shmita. So Toys said like this. Ulu did according to Rabbi Yossi Nicha do Adin the Mishamet Hakofas Chanus. According to Rabbi Yossi, Kofas Chanus is Mishamet for Chol Mili Afilu the Lav Alvo, even though it's not Alvo. We love the Toysvis Kiksube have a Mishamet. If there wouldn't be a din Toysvis Kube Kiksube, so it'd also be Mishamet. It's a Choiv that like all other Choivis that Shvius is Mishamet. Avol Rabbonin this Luein Mishamet Ele Milve. But according to the Rabbon, that hold that only a Milve is Mishamet im Kain, afilu im ain Toisves Kiksube. So afilu you don't have this special aloche that Naiksube Kiksube ain a Mishamet, the Lav Havoi, there's no Havo. Oy Marie, the Laman de Yomapeg, Beis de Gitten, Pogmo afal pisholoi zokfo gabi ksube. There's a man the Omar that says in Gittin that by ksube, afiloloi zokfo nolo bemilva, the minute she was goiva a chelik of the ksube, the din is that the shvius is meshamet already. He says this whole din of ksube is before she started being goyve. The minute she's goyve, so the ksube, a chelik of the ksube, the whole ksube is meshamet. So memela, the meshamet, nafke minei, im pogma ha ksuba, bakilu pogma ha toisvis. That's the story over here. That means he owed her masayim zuz for the ksube. He owed her 50 zuz for the toisvis. And now she got 10 zuz for the ksube. So we say, tnai ksube ki ksube. So it's one big chayv, and one big chayv of ksube, and we have aloche by the chayv of ksube, if she started being goyve, a chaylik of that chayv, the whole chayv is mishtamet. V'chein l'man d'yoma ad she'tivkoim v'tizkoim, if you need pgime and skife, in pogma v'zokfa ksube, haksube kilo pogma v'zokfa toisves. That means everything was done in the ksube, was pogma v'zokfa ksube, so the loch is nai ksube ke ksube, so whatever was done in the ksube is keilo was done in the toisves, so the toisves is also mishamet. So punfakedu, talking about mishamet. Let us go further. Ule koisev kol nechosov levonov. Now what is this? Le koisev nechosov levonov. If a person went and wrote his nechosim for his children, he was mechalik nechosov kaidem isosei. Vikosav leishtoi kalke kolshu. And he wrote his isha akalke kolshu. Of doksubosek disabiyesh noichlam. So because of that covet, he made a shutev bein abonim, that he gave her a kake, even though in value the kake isn't as worth as much as her ksube, but he made a shutev bein abonim, so because of that we assume, unless she's ma'are baksamir, we assume she's moichel de ksube, kedisabiyesh noichlam, v'taisves ki ksube. And taisves has aloche like ksube, that tabiana is there. So she's moichel de taisves also. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Ligvois minakalke. Taisvis is keksube that you go even minakalke. Umin aziburis. And you go even from inferior kalke, min aziburis. So Rashi says,
אין כסובי נגבס, אלו מן הקרקע, ומן הזיבוירס, כדסנם בנזוקים, וכן טייספס, טייספס זה סיים הלוך. לא זה הלוך, וכל זמן שהיא בבי סביו, ולכסובס בנין דיכן, תומו הלוכס. כל זמן שהיא בבי סביו, what does this mean? תנן בהנויסי, a very interesting הלוכה, כל זמן שהיא בבייס ביילו, במשך אלמנוס, you have an almone that is בבייס ביילו. The husband died, she's living there, she's getting bezoinis from the Yorshim. 40 years passed already, she's goive ksubo salom. That means כל זמן she's not goive the ksubo, she gets bezoinis. After 40 years, she wants to be goyve de ksube, she's goyve de ksube. That is if she's beveis bailo. V'chol's man shehi beveis avio. But what happens if this did not occur? She never stayed beveis bailo. Soon as her husband died, she went lebeis avio. She's not getting mezainis from the Yoshim, she's not working for the Yoshim, she's finished with them. She doesn't need the, her father's a rich man, he's supporting her, no problem whatsoever. V'chol zman shehi bevei saviya shlei hoyu oivdem oisa ha-yisaymim, she wasn't working for the yisaymim. V'lei zonim oisa, they weren't giving her mezainis. So she's not getting anything from them. It's goivik suboso. So, but she has a fakert. She's not eating mezainis, but she has a right to be goivik the ksube. Ad chof heishonim, for 25 years. She's beveis, that means that the 24th year, she comes, she knocks on the door, you know, the owa ksube, she's goive the ksube. After 25 years, b'mshoske yesal ken yoim echod, that means till 25 years, she wasn't getting mezainis, she had no reasons why not to mon the ksube, but she didn't, 25 years passed by, and she didn't open up her mouth, so we say, Machlasa, she was Michael de Ksube and finished. Bechain Taisvis, the same Allah applies by Taisvis. Ksubis benin dichin. Zog Taisvis. Zogtashi, kishem shen neutlim nidunyas avi imam umono mosayim. Just like the schorim from this Isha. When if she died first and then her husband died. So the halacha is they yarshin the nadnan the monim esayim, they yarshin the taisvus also. Kach neutlim taisvus. Period. Anu sugya, zog the gemara weiter. Itma, ksubas benin dichim. Ksubas benin dichim, that we had learned that that was at my ksube, that if she dies first, so when her husband will die, the ksube that he had yashin from her, which includes the nadin and the monim esayim and the taisvis, her children will her haschorim, they'll yashin this ksube. Now, ksubes nindichin. Pumpadise oim omri loitolfi mimishabdi. That means what happened if their father went and sold all his nechosim before he died. So now can the Yoshim, her sons, can they be goyve from Lekuchis? So Pumpadise says loitolfi mimishabdi. Yarsunt nan. The gather of Takonis Ksubes Benindichi is they yarshin from their father, even though Yerusha is equal halakim for all sons, but the Tnai Ksubes Benindichi is that they yarshin from their father Ksubes Imam. So if it's a Yerusha, so whatever the father possessed, Peshas Misosai, they yarshin, but they can't go to the Lekuchis and be goyve from the Lekuchis what the father sold 10 years ago. That's not yarshin. B'nei Mosa Mechosya Omri, Tolfi Mimishabdi, Yizbuntnan. Doesn't say yarshin, it's Yizbunt. They should take the ksubas pnenichim. It's a choiv. That means that was the tnai ksuba, that they have a schus ligvois from the Yerusha choivas imam. That means the ksuba, what theoretically should have been paid to their mother if their mother would have not died first, is they goive this, yizvun tnan. Ve'ilchese la'loche le'tofi mimishabdi yarsuntna. Let's see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Itma goes le'goros ditma yarsuntna. Inun yarsin kesef ksubasayich. Ve'yerusha le'tofu le'kuches. Yerusha you don't take from le'kuches. Yerusha is only what the father had b'shas misosi. Yisvunt now, they should take, they should be goyva, loshin bal choyv. Mitalt, no, let us see Taisvis. Yisvunt now. Ve'im toima, tikshalei masnisen demisha hoya nosi, tisnan shniya viyorsheo koidmen liyorshe rishane. Yeshloima dohosam dochilo loilom achas bachai vachas vemoisoi ein lok subes pnindichin umai koidmen lenachlo. Now, in order to understand Taisvis Kasha and Taisvis Teretz, let us just look for 1 minute the Gemara Daf Tzadik, then we'll understand a little bit what Taisvis is asking, what Taisvis is answering. Let us look at the Mishnah that Tzadik Amad Aleph, the second Bava of the Mishnah. Nosa es harishayna, he married his first wife, for Umeso, and she died. Nosa shniya, then he married a second wife, Vumesu, and he died. Shniya v'yersheho koidmin liyershe harishayna. So the Shniya and her Yorshim have a din k'dima over the Yorshe HaRishayna. Let's see how Rashi says Pshat in the Mishneh. Nosa Rishayna v'meisa b'chayav. She died b'chayav. The first wife died b'chayav when he was alive. Nosa Shniya, he married a second wife. U'meisu, and he died. Now there was a second wife, there's children from the second wife. So Memele, they're tining, our mother had a ksubit, our mother's ksubit. Kamoisha shaninu, b'nindichin demelachim inoi. Hayroitzim lach loik Yerusha Saviyim, or they want to be chayut Yerusha Saviyim. They want to make a chalukah. And they want to make Yerusha. And the second wife, who was alive when the husband died, she's tithing, or even she died late and the Yerusha comes, she says, one second. Before you make Yerusha, your father owed me money. He owed me a ksubit. So about chayv is goyve. Before you Yerusha, first let's pay up what comes to me, and then what's ever left over, then you can make your Yerusha. But first you pay up what's owned to me. Shniya v'yershel kaidmin shehi balas chayv. She's a bal chayv on the father. Aval rishayim boil lirishes aviyim. They're coming to yarshin. The inun yasuntnan, they're coming to Yash, and they want, that means even though, theoretically, l'chayre, if you have the Yershim of the Rishayna and the Yershim of the Shniya, each one is coming to mon the ksuba of their mother. They're moning the same thing. But l'maise, but there's a moire de kechilik between the first ones and the second ones. The first ones, they're moning out Yerusha Saviyim. That means their mother died first, so they can't mon als ksubas imam, als ksubas nindichin, they're coming to, when their father died, they want a yarshin from their father ksubas imam. They're coming begidre Yerusha. The yarshim of the second wife are coming als bal choyf. So Memela Sarashi says, Shniya v'yorsheh kaidmin,
שהיא בעלס חייב, אבל רישיינו בוהם לריש הסבים, דאינו יעסות מהם, לפי כך פיירנס החייב תחילה, והשאר ירושה. Now, so the while from learning the reisha of the Mishnah, we understand Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos is asking America Kasha, if it's Yisvund Nan, so the first ones are the same Balabatim like the second ones. Listen, the father owed us a ksube of our mother, the father owed your mother a ksube, so now... I want to be goyva from Dirush. You want to be goyva. What intima do you have? That would be Tosfos Kasha. If you hold Yisvuntan, if you hold Yalsuntan, it's no Kasha. Now, before we'll understand Tosfos Teretz, let us just see two Gemaras. The Gemara on the second line, the end of the second line, the Gemara says, Shma mino. Achas the anamid base, tadikamid base, and the anamid base on this Mishnah, Shma mino achas bechayev. Now this is the third line already in the tadikamid base. Achas bechayev v'achas b'moisa yeshlem ksubes b'din dichin v'loichashinon leinsuyei. Mi mai midiktoni shniy v'yosher koydim leyoshe rishayne. Now let us see what Rashi says. Shma mino, this is Rashi on the top line, towards the end of the line. Shma mino, achas b'chai b'achas b'moise, yesh lam rishonim ksubes b'nindichim. V'leim rinen, that means that the asforet to say, ki tikon rabonon b'nindichim. Ksubes b'nindichim is a very interesting takone that... That each one is yarshening his mother's ksube. Is ki tikun b'nin dichrin, heiche de meisu shteyem b'chayev, that both wives died b'chaye b'aleyem, uksube sa'achas merube mishalchav, it's the one, a bigger ksube than the other one. Is but al kaponim eilo neitlim ksube simon, ve'eilo neitlim ksube simon, but al kaponim, each one is coming with the same tviya. That means I want a yarshin my mother's ksuba, you want a yarshin your mother's ksuba. Then I'll get a little more money, one a little less money, but I'll kaponim. We're equal. We're both yarshining our mother's ksubas. Vashal chelkim b'shove. Hashta also tavayu b'teires b'nin dichin shu yerushes of. Both of them are yarshining their mother's ksuba. There won't be any fights. We're both doing the same thing. But what'll be achas bechaya v'achas b'moisai? The yorish shniya boin al ksubes imon b'toyres yerushas chayv imon. The second ones are coming. We're yarshening. We're not saying that the father should give us the ksuba of the mother, which is a gedreit ezach. We're saying we're coming for the ksuba of our mother. That means the father owed her a ksuba. We're coming here. V'loy me'avim bo'lem. They're not saying we're coming from the father. We're moneying the ksuba of our mother through the father. We're moneying ksuba simenu. U'bnei rishayna bo'in litel chelek yesa mikoich yirushas ha'ov. And they're coming. We're mourning yirushas imenu. Aye, your mother died first. No, we're getting it through the father. V'yasantnan. So there'd be a svara to say, Eloi shokli, dulma osi lintzuye, v'loi meloi sitlu b'yirushas avinu yoysam imenu. You're talking about Yerusha? Yerusha with his elbow machaton. I'm very sorry. If you're on a Yarshan, your mother's ksubi you can't take. The mother died before the father. So your whole schus is you want to take from the father. Oh, in Yerusha Sa'av, my dear brother, we are shoven. I'm a son and you're a son. So through the father you can take your mother's ksubi. Dreimanish can't cop. And through the father, with two equal sons, will divide the Yerush equally. So that means there'd be a svara to say that the whole takon of ksubis nindichin was with both on the same mechutonim. By both of them, the mothers died first. Most of them are yashening the mother's ksuba through the father. So forget. Both are doing the same thing, so there's no friction. But if one is yashening ksuba simon, and the other is going, he's yashening ksuba simon through the father, then there'll be friction already. That I will not say, oh, you're going with Yerushas Av, and Yerushas Av were equal. So, steht na Mishneh nitazoi. That the first one gets a din of ksubes bnin dichrin, even though the second one yashes ksubes imay direct. Now, later, let's go to the, where the lines start getting wide. Eimaloch, maybe, achas bechayov v'achas b'moysoi eilem ksubes bnin dichrin. One says, maybe not, okay. If one, the mother died, b'chaye abal, one, the mother died, achemises abal, eilam ksubis menindichim. Umay koidmin lenachlo ktoni. Umay koidmin lenachlo ktoni. Koidmin lenachlo. So what does, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, umay koidmin, the mashma ho'iike midi lemishkel basrayu shokli. Koidmin lenachla. Loi she yitlo shoynem achreim ksube simon. Ala yitlo achreim chelkom b'moysa kedere chelke Yerusha. That means that the Mishnah is saying as follows. The Mishnah is saying that if he had two wives, and one wife died before the husband died, the second wife died after the husband died, is Yoshe Shnia Koidmin LeYoshe Rishain. That means before we make Chalukas HaYerusha, first we pay up Chayvis, and then after we pay Chayvis, then we'll divide the Yerusha Bishove. So, but there's no din Bechlal of Ksubas Nindich. So Memela, now let us see our Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Yizvantan, Vim Taima, Tikshale Masnisan, Misha Yanosi Disnan, Shniya Vyarsha Koidmen Lyorsha Rishoine. So if it's Yarsuntnan, so Baal Chayv comes first, but if it's Yizvantan, so Mamela, so both of them Babali Chaybis. Vyashlaima Dahosam Dochilo, Loilam Achas Bachaiv Achas Bamoise, Ein Loksubis Pnindichin. For my koidmen, koidmen lenachlo. So mamela fakel. So that Mishnah could be going. There's another way to learn Shav the Mishnah, that achas b'chai b'achas moises b'chlau no din of ksubas b'nindichin. And my koidmen, koidmen lenachlo.